Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We'll be talking and praying this week about, about submission. I know it's generally not the most popular topic, and we're going to kick the week off with perhaps one of the more unpopular parts of an unpopular topic. But yesterday we looked at the story of Mary specifically, but overall how the participants in the Christmas story, that in the birth of Jesus, all were involved in this Christmas surrender, this act of submission to God, to those around them, and did so in order to be obedient, to honor God. And that's God's desire for every one of us, is that our life of submission, our life of surrender, would bring glory and honor to Jesus. And today we're going to talk about, pray a little bit about submitting to governing authority. And I know it's not a popular topic, but Romans 13:1 says, "Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established." And I know the first question that often gets asked when that verse is read and that passage and the context is brought into play is, well, what if the government tells me to do something that's against God's will? Well, that can get a little tricky, because sometimes we've used our determination of God's will to object to doing what we probably ought to do. But we take it a little further and say, well, what if it's something directly against God's word? Well, we have precedent. We have example from Scripture. You have Peter who says, we must obey God rather than men. But even in that act of disobedience, in order to obey a higher authority, there was still a submission to the current governing authority and accepting the consequences. You realize that Paul spent much of his time writing letters to the churches from prisons and while under arrest. Rather than running from that, rather than being a fugitive, he actually saw that as a means to carry the gospel to places that he otherwise wouldn't reach. And the Bible teaches us if we suffer the consequences, if we suffer because we've done wrong, then what are we complaining about? But there are also those times we suffer for doing right, for doing good. And so being called to submit to governing authorities isn't an endorsement of all of their decisions or responsibility or their goodness or evilness. It's simply that God knows more than we know. You look through the Old Testament and you realize some of the kings that were raised up were horrible people. And they treated the people around them terribly. But there was always a purpose. And God would use hard times, and he would use, difficult leaders to try and teach people that they needed to change, they needed to repent. And sometimes it's difficult for us to see the wickedness in us until we see it in someone else. So when we think about what it looks like to submit to governing authorities, when Paul writes and he tells those that are reading to honor the king, you think, well, why would they do that? This king that he speaks of is, well, set firmly against Christianity. But when you look at history, the submission and agreement isn't always about what we want. It's about being obedient to Christ. And I believe there are times where God raises up people and he calls us to what, here in the U.S. at least, we would call civil disobedience. But even that is within the boundaries of our governing authorities. And there were times where God would raise up other governing authorities that would replace ones that had become so wicked. But the idea, God said, was that we treat those that are in charge as being there because God ordained it, because God set it in place. Now, when we think about that, there's a couple things that come to mind. When we run down a political leader, we either decide that God failed or that what he says isn't true. And sometimes simply submitting to governing authority is learning to show respect to someone we may or may not like. And being patient with a faithful trust in God that he knows what he's doing. There were times in my life that I would stay up most of the night watching election returns. And sometimes would be excited about the results and other times very discouraged. And I finally reached a point that it's like, you know what? My staying up all night isn't going to change the story in the morning. And God already knows what the morning story is. And not only does he know what it is, he knows why. And it's funny, you get the after-election newscast and the talking heads, and they all have to explain why the election went this way or that way. And they may have some good insights. They might be completely off base. But at the heart of it, God knows Why, that's the person in place. And learning that helps me to say, okay, it may have been my choice, it may not have been, but it was God's choice. And I think if you spend all of your time crying about what happened, you're not really honoring God in the way that He calls you to. When He says, to honor those and or submit to those, that's probably a stronger term even than honor, but it's a different term. To submit to those that are in authority. And if their authority lands you in trouble because you're obeying God rather than them, well, you still submit. You submit to the trouble. And you trust God. And I think that's the difficult part is, as American people, the concept of submitting to trouble is, a bit unsettling. But I often wonder if we were to view the governing authorities as God ordained, God directed, God placed might be the better term. And we would do our part to live peaceful and quiet lives, whether it would be easier for all of us. You know, the position that God wants leadership within a nation to take is one that enables everyone to live a peaceful and quiet life. Doesn't always happen. I'm not sure if it has ever happened. Because we're people. We're human. But today, as we spend some time praying about submitting to governing authorities, I'm not talking about a political party. I'm not even necessarily talking about a specific person. I'm talking about the process that God has put in place that says, whether I like it or not, they're working under Him. And if I object too strenuously, it ends up really being an objection against God. I think of Pharaoh, who was in place for a purpose. And while we would look and think of him as a wicked ruler, God used the hardness of his heart to free his own people from bondage. And to equip them to start a new nation. As I said to start, this is not a popular topic to kick a week off with. It's not a popular topic to use at any time. But when you're tempted to complain and criticize, ask yourself, is that a submissive spirit? we've often talked over my lifetime about the difficulty of politics dividing. And over the last 30 years, the growing divide between the major political parties. And everything seems to be decided on an us versus them basis. And what would happen if within the political structure, those representatives that we had would decide to submit to the governing authorities and to get along, to live peaceful and quiet lives? I think we'd be a little better off. I think we would spend less time fighting and arguing. I think we would represent Jesus more clearly. Would you spend some more time praying with me? Father, thank you that you are the God that loves us. In your love, you have full knowledge and awareness and capacity to see beyond what we can even imagine. And Father, you call us to live in submission to governing authorities. And there are times that that seems easy to us. There are times that that seems very difficult. Father, sometimes we let that hinge on whether our preferred candidate wins an election or not, as if we have all knowledge. So, Father, forgive us for those times where we've objected to the person that you've raised up, because we've not understood, we've not agreed, we've been disappointed and perhaps even disillusioned. And so, Father, instead of being those peacemakers that you've called us to be, we've taken up the role of antagonist. And Father, in this difficult topic, may you give us great wisdom. Father, we know that you are the authority, and we hold on to you as the supreme authority of our life. And so help us to live under this system that exists in our world. May we realize that there perhaps are those moments where we have to choose which authority that we listen to because they're in direct conflict. But Father, for those many, many, many times that we simply don't like the world's authority, even though it's not really in conflict with you, may we have the humility to submit. Father, help us to always remember to lift up our governing authorities in prayer, to consider the task that they're doing, but more importantly, to consider the task that you might have put them there for, that perhaps is very different from what we envision. May we seek to learn the lessons that we need to learn. When our leaders are good, when our leaders are not so good, when they are ones we approve of, when they're ones we don't approve of. May we seek to live with that submissive spirit that is a learner. Father, in the midst of all of this, may our decisions always be about making Jesus known. And when it comes to the political systems that we live under, wherever we are in the world, some tend to give us more voice than others do, but may we use that voice carefully. So that it's Jesus we're representing. Father, today as we interact with others, as we hear things and read things and see things that perhaps are of a political nature, may we be reminded of whose kingdom we really belong to. And may we be reminded that you have certainly not relinquished authority, but that all authority that exists operates with your knowledge, with your awareness. And may our lives be lived in peaceful and quiet ways so that Jesus is represented and lifted up in the midst of everything we do. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.